Good morning. Celebrations of this morning. Everybody seems kind of subdued. Shall we say that again? Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. There we go. And we welcome you. We welcome those joining us online as well. It's a beautiful morning. I was just talking with James. I need to think about a new car. He bought a new car. He told me, he said, it's a wooden car. Made out of wood. The body is made out of the wood. The tires are made out of the wood. The seats are made out of the wood. It wouldn't start. It was his joke, so we'll just give credit where credit is due. By the way, on the back of the bulletins, things coming up. Do you have a... are there announcements that we need to share this morning? Debbie Gunther is up and roaring to share about something here.
Good morning. First off, I want to say thank you to everyone that helped the last two Fridays and yesterday. As usual, the clothing giveaway, the people that showed up took bags and bags of clothes. I'm not going to try and list everybody because I'll forget somebody, but thank you to the many people that helped. It was greatly appreciated, and people walked away with bags of clothes. Now, this week is a crop fundraiser for May. It's at Slim Chickens. I put flyers out in the Narthex. It is Wednesday. It's on Tower Road.
Say the name of the place again.
Slim Chickens. It's on Tower and 40th. Sorry, it's north. And it's all day on Wednesday.
Do we need the certificates?
Yes, and I have them out the Narthex.
All right. Our mission work. Thank you, Debbie Gunther, for keeping us working. Joe and Marla are here. We are... Microphone, Michael, one of you would like, we are set for Monroe's service.
Funeral service, yeah. So my father's funeral service will be on June 2, which is a Monday, at 11 o'clock here. And for folks who can't make it, we're planning to have it also on the website, because I know my folks, you may not have seen a lot of them in the last few years, but every Sunday they would tune in and watch, and you know, this was definitely their church here, and they really appreciated that you had that capability for them to do, and my mom still does, but my dad in particular it was more and more difficult for him to come to church and hear things, so he hadn't been here for a few years, but he had been participating
part of our online community.
So on June 2, what we're going to have the service at 11, then we're going to have a quick lunch in the back, and then he's going to be interred at Fort Logan. So after that, we'll have a bit of a military ceremony for him, because he was with the Air National Guard for many years.
Okay.
So, we'll be doing
thank
that.
Thank you. So. Thank you, Marla.
So you're invited to any and all of those.
Other announcements. Thanks for the good of the order. Things going on as we are planning and moving. We're beginning to shift into summer mode. For those of you who are enjoying the cool off today and this couple of days, it's because I shut off the heat in the church last week. So it cooled right off. So this morning I turned it back on. Yes, you're welcome. Because it was just over 60 degrees in here. How many of you, we should have left it there? Yeah. Never mind, you guys. All right. Very well. Anything else by way of the good of the order? Any other announcements? If not, stand up, wave hello to one another. Let's begin. Let's turn to our call to worship.
If everyone could remain standing for the call to worship,
It's from Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise the Lord in the heights. Praise the Lord, all angels. Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Praise the Lord, all you shining stars. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for the Lord commanded and they were created. Praise the Lord, creatures of the oceans and rivers. Praise the Lord, fire, hail, snow, frost, and stormy wind. Praise the Lord, mountains and hills, fruit trees and cedars. Praise the Lord, all living things, kings, princes, rulers, young men and women alike, old and young together. Praise the Lord. Remain standing for the hymn Majesty. It's in your hymnals on page 176.
I've been reminded to, we'll sing twice through the song. Found on page 176 in your pew hymn. Majesty. Be seated.
The first scripture reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 11, verses 1 through 8. It can be found in your pew Bible on page 122. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain to them step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." But I replied, "By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth." But a second time, the voice answered from heaven, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." This happened three times, then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, "Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved." And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God? When they heard this, they were silenced. And they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life."
Thank you, Debbie. By way of our prayer time, prayer for me trying to figure out some of our technical snafus. How many of you have ever had a technical snafu in your life? So you can commiserate with me. Debbie was not aware, but the screen was misbehaving behind you. So loveliness. By way of prayer concerns, you see them on the back of the bulletin, some of the things going on there. Do we have any word on anything with Audrey?
As far as I know, she's recovering slowly.
Okay, word Audrey is that she is recovering slowly. This is from Debbie. So we're glad to hear about that. Any others? Other updates on those things on the back of the bulletin? We want to be aware of them and keep them in our prayers. Do you have other prayers of concern that you'd like to add that we might need to be aware of? By way of celebrations, I think we kind of mention the clothing drive. Oops, I'm sorry. Did you have something? Oh, Miss Paya has her hand up. Go ahead, Miss Paya.
Could you please pray for Olivia Tavake and her family on her father's side? Her aunt passed away and she's 45 years old.
Mm. Tell me the aunt's first name.
Fotui. Fotui.
Too young. And yet, we celebrate that she is at peace with God. Amen? Other concerns. Don't want to rush by that. By way of celebrations, Debbie Gunther mentioned the clothing drive, and I think we just think about that and think about the clothes that we want to donate and getting that done and getting organized, getting it cleaned up afterwards and the volunteers. But the families that are impacted need to be in the front of our minds. Just think about that there are families that depend upon that for the clothing. I remember a couple families telling us that this is where they get their clothing for the year. And we just need, those of us whose closets are overflowing, need to be aware that there are others in need. And we are grateful, and Debbie, thanks for heading that up, but that's good news that we're able to do that and share and be in that midst. Other celebrations. I have the birthday list, And unfortunately, a lot of people had their birthdays this month. I was going to just eliminate a bunch of them, but I thought, well, we better read them all. Rachel Ross has a birthday on Monday. Jean and Sandy Tinney are celebrating a few years together. Sandy, how many years is it this time? 64 years. Amen, amen. Ruka and Colin Armstrong celebrating 9 years together. I can't believe that it's been 9 years. I remember that wedding. I have down here this fella, Neo Tolotau, is having a birthday on Thursday. Lucy, where's Lucy? Oh, she's hiding. Are you going to tell on him, or did you remember it was his birthday coming up? No, she forgot. Okay. So now you're reminded. Neo, do you want to tell everybody how old or no?
It's okay.
Okay. Then we won't tell anybody that he's 70. All right. Jim and Alice Dixon celebrating an anniversary on Thursday. Amen to you guys. Did I just now remind you? Oh, that's a dangerous thing there. Wendy Burvey having a birthday on next Sunday. Other birthdays, celebrations, anniversaries, bar mitzvahs, things of special import or export. A little joke there, very little. Anything else? So we have lots of prayers on our midst. We have some babies. Yay! Thank you for bringing your babies in. We love having babies. Sometimes they help us worship, and that's always a joy. Anything else for the good of the order as we're coming and gathering? If not, let's turn, and in the bulletin you find your unison prayer. Let's read responsively. Lord, Master Shepherd, we humbly beseech you this morning. Gracious God, open our eyes that we may see the abundance of your creative love in all creation. Guide us to become people of hope and life. Guide us to plant the seeds of your earthly garden for the benefit of your children. Gift us to be gardeners and caregivers of this lovely earth and our lovely neighbors. Fill us with your gentle love, such that we might offer your comfort to each one we meet. You gift us abundantly with your spirit. Open us to share your abundant love and life to each other. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, on this beautiful morning, we are gifted to be able to come and gather with you. We're gifted to be living in a country that is free, worship as we choose, to gather where we choose with whom we choose, and as your children, to gather with all of our brothers and sisters, to celebrate together. To celebrate your gift of redemption, of resurrection, your gift of Christ in our midst, your gift of the Holy Spirit upon us. Lord, on this morning we pause to see the creation around us. The flowers and plants and the birds and the bees and the creatures are celebrating as spring erupts and turns into beauty. Of the growing and the rush of summer and the rush of sunlight and growth. Lord, rush upon us as well. Bring your sunlight. Bring that gift of life and growth and life again. Bring us into your gathering with all creation and help us understand our role in the garden. The keepers, the ones who watch over the glory of your creation, the ability to live within that garden, even as we tend it, the ability to be within that garden and share its plenty, its bounty with one another. Lord, be with us in this time as we gather, that we might share with all we meet the different ways that you have shared with us. Share that love that has lifted us, that sustains us in life and in life hereafter. That love and hope that is in our midst, in our hearts, help us, Lord, find ways to share it with everyone we meet. Lord, help us share vigorously. Give us words if need be, but gift us in the name of Christ. Lord, we come and we gather. We lift our voices with all of our brothers and sisters in the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Take a moment, if you will, and pause to celebrate as Colleen lifts her offertory.
If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. And today's gospel is from John chapter 13, verses 31 through 35, and it can be found on page 102 in the Pew Bible New Testament. When he had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am only with you a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The word of the Lord.
All right, we're going to do our VBS song, all you young and young at heart, all you gifted and even some of us klutzes, we're going to sing along if we could. Get a little bit of aerobics here. Come down front. Stephanie will lead us. When is Holly going to get back that she can help lead too? We're hoping and working at it, huh? There we go. All right.
Woke up this morning feeling kind of blue. A little sad, but I know just what to do. Oh, 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 oh. I have learned that I can go to Jesus. He lifts me up whenever I need it. Whoa, oh.
God comes through and turns it all around. Yeah, he gives me joy in every situation. Keeps my spirits high no matter what I'm facing.
I have a better vantage point than some of you, but some of the little ones down there, they're pretty good dancers. Some of you out there were pretty good, too. I don't want to discount anybody. Pretty wonderful. Most of you know what the lectionary is, but every Sunday there's a list of three, four, five, sometimes many more than that, readings that are options to be read on Sunday morning, so you can pick out what you want to use or read them all or do whatever. But one of them was from Revelation. Debbie didn't read it this morning because I didn't call it out, but I just want to grab a piece of it because it's just so yummy. Is scripture yummy to you? This is yummy. Listen to how yummy this is. Then I saw, this is Revelation. John is viewing the vision. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more, mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also, he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." Ooh, yummy. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that fun? Isn't that? I just want to sit by the pool now with a cool lemonade and just celebrate God's presence. Amen? So here is that. I hadn't thought about it. You know, I've been working on my sermon all week long and hadn't even dawned on me this week. A business came up, knocked on my door, and they painted my house. You know the name of the company? Alpha and Omega. Is that cool? For fun, they spelled it A-L-F-A and Omega. But Alpha and Omega print painting. I just made the connection. It was destined. It was ordained. All right. The house is painted. I have much work yet to do. All things new. I'll make all things new. But wait a minute. Wait a second. Aren't we reassured all the time that God is and was and is and will be, and God is the same and unchanging, and God is always present, the rock upon which we stand, it comfortable. God is comfortable like an old shirt. How many of you have old clothes like that that you just love until there's not enough left of them to button to put back on? I have several. I'm not allowed to wear them out of the house, but remember what God said, though? And through Jesus Christ, he said, "Upon this rock I build the church." It's referring to Simon Peter, the rock. That's what Peter means, is rock. "Upon this rock I will build my church." But it's a reference. There's a song. Richard, I won't make you sing it, but there's a kid's song about the house built upon the sand. Afterwards, you go up to Richard, he will sing it for you after worth scripture. But what's the song? "All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." I can't remember the rest of the hymn. You don't want to hear it from me anyway. But this is God's house. This is God's kingdom, solid and firm. And yet, I am making all things new. you know, that's kind of unsettling. We have a church in a building. We're keeping it up. We're maintaining it. We're sustaining things. And yet, to make all things new, that's a little unsettling. Christianity, making it all things new, surely that's not static. And yet, how can we be in the midst of all of this? Now, all of this, if you hadn't been paying attention, comes out of that passage in Acts. It's a fascinating passage. This is Simon Peter, and he's being questioned. Why are you meeting? Why do you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them? How can that be the case? You know, you're not allowed to do that. Simon Peter is a good Jewish boy. Paul of Tarsus was a good Jewish boy, remember? Both of these, and they know the rules, they know the way the churches, the Jewish faith was traditioned, how it was built, and the rules, and that God made some things clean and other things unclean, and some groups unclean and some clean, and some practices probably unclean and some clean. And as we think about those, I've always paid a little bit of attention around the dietary stuff. Trichinosis, how many of you know what trichinosis is? That's not even, Richard, is that completely gone now? Yeah, pretty much unheard of. His family has a history with hogs. And so, you know, I was quizzing him, and I didn't get a chance to warn you on that. But at any rate, trichinosis is not a thing. It was in the day a terrible thing that comes from eating or pursuing anything pork. So some of these dietary restrictions were simply and straightforwardly health-related. But some had another meaning. Some of the things that you were supposed to do or not do, it was called building a fence around the gospel. Around the Torah. It can't be the gospel, that's Jewish. But you build a fence around the Torah, and it means don't even be challenged. Don't even take it. Don't be around things that might challenge how you think and how you are about that. Don't approach the boundary of doing or not doing, but stay separated. Don't associate it with unclean. Don't marry people that were out of the faith. Remember the musical singing on the guy on the housetop? Fiddler on the Roof. It took me a while to get there, didn't it? I'm getting older and older, you know, and the things you have to make associations and get there. But his daughters, you recall, he's trying to figure out how to be in a new time and a new place, and his one daughter wants to marry someone who's not Jewish. And he's trying to be open about it, but no. He can't quite allow that. And so there's a separation. Kind of a sad spot there, and a realization that the boundaries of the Judaish faith were such that prevented some of that interaction. And yet, you know what? Do you remember that place where Jesus takes the disciples and he lines them up two by two and he says, go out into the world. He doesn't say, stay within your boundaries, stay within your clan, don't associate with those others. He does just the opposite. Don't even take enough food to get by on. You have to depend upon others, the generosity of those you meet, responding to your love and care. Go out into the world, offer Christ. It's a new way of being. It's a way of stepping outside of the boundaries about doing things and associating beyond a limited horizon. I went straight into college, straight out of high school, and after 3 years of college, I was just really ready to be done with school. So I quit. I was 3 years out of a four-year degree, and I said, that's enough. I'm just, and I found a job working construction. I was handy with my hands anyway. I'd built things with my dad and what have you. So, well, building houses. And if any of you have been around the construction industry or a construction people, they can be a little salty. We're going to use that polite phrase. They have a wonderfully colorful way of describing the world and the people in the world. And it didn't take too long for me being around them. I could really get right in there. I could cuss with the best of them if I wanted to. And it was interesting to be in that midst. And I worked with one guy. He could not complete a single sentence without including a cuss word. And at some point, we were sitting down having lunch, and I said, "Tom, are you aware that you use a cuss word in every sentence?" And he says, "Oh, I blankety blank don't." And his eyes got a little bit wide. He says, "Well, I blankety blank," and his eyes got a little bit bigger. And the whole rest of the day, he was wandering around muttering to himself. He was so, it was so enculturated, I guess is the word there. It was what he was about and how he was. Now, it would have been easy for me to have stayed in construction and adopted that, and maybe I would have been as colorful as they were. But I got called, a friend of mine from college called me and says, "Hey, I want to hire you to come back and finish your last year of college. I'll pay you as a teacher at the college to come to college." Yes, I did. They didn't have to twist my arm too terribly much. But at any rate, I don't regret those years in construction, because if I'm around people like that, I can get right along with them and be fine. Now, if people don't know I'm a preacher when we first met, they might have colorful language. And then they find out that I'm a preacher, and they say, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. And they become about half mute because all of a sudden they can't talk like they normally would because they're talking around a preacher. They don't know that background of mine that I know all of the language and the history. And in fact, my having spent a year doing that, I can speak their language. I don't have to be profane, but I know the lingo. I know the way they think. I know the jokes they tell and the way they tease each other. That's that Pentecost thing, and the Spirit gave me utterance to speak, and the people hear in their own language. That's what this is about. Christianity is about being out there and being in the midst of them and sharing with them and being open with them. So this thing about Christianity is new. It was a big change for them. So the unchangingness of God is true. God doesn't change, but humanity has grown and changed. I remember when I was in first grade, I really got occupied with how to make a period at the end of a sentence. And finally, the teachers took me aside and said, "It does not have to be that big." She said, "Just a little dot works for a period. Don't overdo it." So I learned, well, I didn't have to worry about how I wrote a period by the time I was in college. I was at another step in my development. Humanity's like that. We had to have the basic steps when we were young, and now we're growing, and now we're becoming. "I am making all things new," God says. "All things new, and upon this rock, the solidness of Christ, the solidness of God in our midst, there is new life. And there will be new life." We fret and stew about our church, the number of people that go to church, the percentage of population in the United States has declined steadily. There's a hint that it might be leveling off and might be starting to come back up. We're curious about that. Sociologists have been positing and all of them have different opinions for why and how and where it's going. And nobody knows, but they're all positing their ideas. But there's been a decline in church attendance because maybe it's time for something new that's going to be coming. What's it going to be? "Oh, I have anxiety. I don't know. Will I be ready? Do I have the tools to fit into that? Is our facility, where are we going? What are we about? This new thing with the doing videos during worship service and people attending church virtually. It's all so unnerving. These new things unsettle us, but God is still God. And God is this solid rock upon which we can stand. What are we going to do? I don't know for sure. I know a few things. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Okay, I can do that. That's stability I can depend upon. That's the solid rock that's okay. The rest of it might be unnerving, might cause me some discomfort. But if we're about loving one another, we're going to be okay. God is good. All the time, God is good. James, come up and sing us out of here if you would. Gather us in, 22:36 in the faith we sing. Miss Colleen, I'll depend upon you two.
Thanks for announcing that.
In this place, a new dawn, new things are happening, and perhaps not here in this place, but here in this place. And each of us, may new light be dawning, and may we find the mystery of God. In the name of the God and the Son and the Holy Spirit, grow us, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's join hands, sing our closing. God's people said,
Amen. Amen.